Oh my gods, they killed Callie. It's GRD Sweetly.
Yes, indeed it is. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all the ships at sea. And Bruce, if you can turn the volume on those speakers, if you can hear, that'd be awesome. We have the fantastic folks from RadioDaily.com. We've got that done.
Went off.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
The patron saint of our fine program, this, of course, is podcasting's Rich Sickfrit.
Call me Spartacus.
No.
I'm Spartacus.
I don't think I want to do that.
Pretty much everything is Paul Lynn.
Well, no, I actually had that before I got here because I knew you were channeling Paul Lynn. That there, of course, is the Bruce.
I'll tell you who took those lunches. That damn Sasquatch.
Thank you.
I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Puffy the Magic Dragon.
Nobody was supposed to see that. So, hi, welcome. It is convention season. We are so damn happy to be here. Has everyone been having a fantastic time at Mysticon thus far?
That guy's like, screw this place.
This is awesome.
I get a harumph out of that guy.
So, I know you've probably never heard of our show. No, really, it's possible. Some people haven't. It's very odd. What we like to do is we'd like to talk about, we kick off our show with, what have you been doing geeky the past week or so? And I've got a good idea that you've been a little busy. So, did you get to do anything geeky or just fill out forms?
Well, it depends how you define geeky. I mean, I spend a lot of time on the computer.
Okay.
And I think I can get pretty geeky with technology and gadgets and, you know, my phone and whatnot. It's one of those things, like, you can't see the forest or the trees. Like, I think I'm pretty geeky, but I don't think about it as geeky.
It's just who I am, man.
It's just who I am. Can you relate? You know? Yeah.
Dig it, man.
Yeah. Just, well, we've had a lot of geek interaction this weekend, certainly. Here.
Yes. That would be true.
And have you seen, I mean, you know, she's got fantastic, you know, pictures. There's shirts. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see comics?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long have you been dabbling in comics?
Well, I actually didn't make the comics. It's more of a throwback.
They'll buy more that way.
Oh.
Tell them you rub them against your face. They'll buy more that way, I promise.
Yeah, I was just saying when we sat down that some guy took my coconut water can and saved it as a souvenir. Which
yeah, that's going to be a drop later in the show.
Interesting.
I took my coconut water can.
Yeah, no, totally normal. All in a day's work, you know.
Now we were a little confused because last week on our show, Bruce told us that something about you were being detained by Sandinista rebels.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that, but thanks.
Freedom fighter, terrorist. It all depends on your definition.
That was pre-show. We weren't supposed to talk about that.
No! It was very. We were very pleasantly surprised to find out that you were actually here.
Like, as was I. It was.
Oh my God! Look where I am.
Short notice. Thing. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to come, so yeah, I was pretty excited.
It happened. That was just a dream, yeah.
Right.
Okay. You know,
this is a dream right now, actually.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I'm wearing pants. How's that possible?
No, you're not.
Oh God.
And how are you?
Remind me not.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
All right.
I'm trying to take the Bruce's job and creeping out the guests. So
No one can truly take that.
Please
job.
Creep the audience out, Bruce. Oh, and then it broke. It broke. Yeah, we just
broke
a lot of loose.
Oh, there it was.
Okay.
So I imagine then, since we're not talking about what you did, but you had plenty of time then for a phone and everything else to still maintain some geekiness. So that's cool. That's cool.
Oh yeah. Right. Well, I did a lot of traveling because with the different flights that you can get last minute for not paying a lot of money, I traveled a whole. You know, all over the U.S. pretty much to get here. And it's a struggle to find power outlets.
Yes.
At the airport. And so I had all these moments where I'd be like sitting underneath a payphone booth, which still exists, shockingly, you know, by the bathroom with
Excellent.
My computer trying to like get shit done because all, you know, Androids and the batteries don't last that long because all the apps and everything drain it. So I had, my phone plugged into my computer, plugged into my wall, and sitting in random places, airports, on the floor, trying to get charged up. Yeah.
So you were jumping from airport to airport.
Yeah.
Hiding from what, ICE or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bruce.
I don't even know what that stands for. I'm Canadian.
We were not talking about the Sandinistas, damn it. We agreed. We agreed. Well, conventions, do you like going to conventions?
I love going to conventions. I have so much fun. Except for when I have to do like radio shows and stuff. That's kind of a chore.
Because radio people are creepy. They're very, very creepy.
Although, when I first got in, I thought that I was doing a radio show. Carla said we're going to get picked up and go to the station and do a radio interview.
Nice.
So I show up, TV interview. Very different. Cameras, lights, a whole set, a live spot on TV. I had no idea. Oh. And it was a day after I arrived. I was so tired. But thankfully, I put on makeup and was somewhat coherent. Yeah. And it didn't matter anyway because Richard Hatch ruined the whole thing. So anyway.
I can't imagine how that would be possible.
I've got stories.
He started talking about how his favorite movie is A Walk to Remember, and that's why he loves me because I remind him of the girl in A Walk.
There are several movies you've seen her in that she was never in.
Yeah, it's true. I know. I look like a lot of people.
Dealer.
Really? Yeah.
Who else did you get the most?
Well, I think the one that is the most common is Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She was in Final Destination 3. She was in, what's that superhero comic book movie? I keep forgetting the name, with Michael Cera. No. Yeah, totally. You're so into your pop culture. It's really impressive.
He's my dog, mama.
Yeah.
He's my dog.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. She played, the...
Nice.
The girl, the chick, exactly.
Well,
but there's something about her eyes that even I went to the premiere of Final Destination because my friend was in it, and people were coming up and congratulating me after.
She was
and
so great.
Even when I saw her on the screen, I thought we looked alike, which doesn't usually happen. Usually people are like, oh, you look like so-and-so, and you're like, yeah, not really.
Yeah, okay.
But
usually so.
Really? No.
Yeah.
Look,
maybe
I run
sometimes
up and down that court every damn night.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything that you'd like to throw out geeky that you've been doing, or shall we save all that good stuff?
I don't know what you mean by geeky. What? Give me examples, and I can answer.
Honestly, this
yes
girl?
Or no.
We should go down the line with our geeky week.
Yes, and then I'll be like, oh, I do that. I didn't know that was geeky. I thought it was normal.
Sure, okay.
And then I'll hate myself later.
Well, getting ready for the con.
No, love myself more. Just kidding.
Good times. So my Xbox 360, we decided to go ahead and spend a little bit more time playing Catherine so I could send it back to Gamefly so I can get back to Dragon Age, which is my real addiction right now. Have you heard of Catherine, by any chance? Anyone? No? Outstanding. I love talking about things that no one's ever heard of. 28. So this is a weird game. It's a heavily Japanese influence because it's kind of a dating sim, but not really. You've got your girlfriend Catherine. You've been going out for a while. She's starting to talk about marriage. You freak out. Oh, yeah. And you end up getting drunk at the bar and waking up with another girl named Catherine, and you're having nightmares, which is a puzzle game, and there's this nice storyline about guys, single guys dying, and the story is much more interesting than the game itself. I'd rather watch the movie, but it's interesting because what you do, what you say, how you interact, it's one of these, relationship building type of games, so what you do affects the things that go on, and I'd rather do it without playing the actual video game part because the video game part kind of sucks.
I like to do that with real people.
Yeah?
It seems to be far more rewarding.
Really? That's why you... When did you wake up yesterday?
I don't remember.
woke up with a mask on. Was that a ball gag too I saw? I'm not sure.
I didn't go to the booth.
Oh, that's true. That's a totally, totally different thing. I've been walking around this weekend. Anyone have a Nintendo 3DS in the audience? Anybody? No? Again, I'm the only one. You? Really?
3DS.
Cool. Dude, then we Street Pass on? You got your Street Pass on?
No.
Never mind.
It's
Nintendo.
A video game thing.
Yeah, it's buttons and monkeys throw barrels. It's so weird. It's
like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. The Nintendo Street Pass is fun. You walk around, and if people have it turned on, you exchange information and like different game stuff. If you have a saved game and they do, like Mario Kart 7, people now have my best time on a track that they get to race against. It's really cool.
Wow.
I enjoy the social interaction of not actually talking to people. People are so creepy sometimes.
Isn't that what Facebook and Twitter are for anyway?
No one ever takes your coconut water on Facebook or Twitter.
That's true.
I've got the Get Glue sticker for stealing Nikki Klein's coconut water.
But they might post about it on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, it's all of it. Yeah. Make that as a game. I'm actually working on a game with a friend of mine with RavenDreamGames.com.
You want me to? There we go.
Well, but we can set up a game where you've got to, would it be steal or have to try to charm the coconut water?
I'm here to charm your coconut water, miss.
There could be, you could have different strategies that are, you know, give you different things. And maybe you get more points if you get it willingly. Or if you get it without them noticing.
Oh, okay.
Or if you get it.
Kind of like ninja.
Okay.
And by it, I mean coconut water, obviously.
Coconut water.
We've moved on.
Welcome to the euphemism show.
Another fun game to play at cons, especially if you're sitting, you know, if you end up at a Denny's or any kind of late night thing, the parsley game. Generally, you get some kind of plate where parsley gets added, the stupid garnish that nobody ever uses. So what you have to do is get the parsley on someone else's plate without them seeing you do it.
Oh,
and at
cool.
first it's easy because you're just like, hey, look over there. But after you know somebody for a while, you have to get devious. Buddy of mine, known him for 2 years, what I had to do was put some parsley in a pitcher of water and offer to fill his glass. So he got the parsley. And of course, he trumped it all by tipping a waiter $20 just to have a shitload of parsley on my plate delivered to the table. So
that's good.
We retired the parsley game. Please pick it up and run with it because we need a new generation.
I like that.
I think I watched movies, but I don't know. School and actually working, which is good, you know, having been unemployed for 7 months and then working part-time for a bit, it's nice to have the fat dollar. It's going to make it rain. What?
No, nothing.
And of course, most of the fun stuff has happened this weekend, so we'll be talking about that in a bit. I'd have a lot more, but we just did a show on Wednesday, and I'm spent. Sir?
You know what? Actually, Aaron Douglas, who played the chief on Battlestar, we used to have a game similar to the Parsley game, but
really?
it involved a screw that we'd find around on set.
Stop it.
Yes.
Well done.
We're so beyond euphemisms at this point, right? It's all professional. So we'd try to get it in each other's pocket without the other person noticing.
Stop.
Yeah, exactly. And this went on pretty much the whole time we were filming. It's like once in a while, especially when we were filming on the hangar deck and there were tools and random objects like that lying around, and you know, you'd all of a sudden find it in your pocket. I'm like, damn it, how did you get in there? So then I'd like have to go and put it back in his.
Did you ever ruin a take that way?
I could get the shot, I could get the win.
It was usually more subtle, you know, when I'm just hanging around and I put my hand in my pocket. I'm like, damn it, how did that get in there?
Remember, Cosmo, magic. If you want to be absolutely screen accurate, make sure you put a screw in your pocket.
That's right.
Exactly.
Screw in the pockets. What have you done, sir?
Well, I found myself a new job as well.
Yeah.
From the old
That's
one.
Right. All the good people, we get fired. That's right. Woo!
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Laid off.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that job's going to be there once the economy returns.
Yeah, I got a one-day severance.
Woo!
That's what we call an insult, kid.
That's like leaving a penny in the ashtray for the waitress. Sorry, kids, there used to be ashtrays in restaurants. It was a long time ago. I'm very sorry.
Actually, kids, there used to be pennies.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
JC pennies. Are they still around?
I started working for a company that does e-learning. So I get to not only figure out this new kind of software every day, but I also get to figure out how to incorporate, you know, Flash.
I know, but I wasn't ready.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Basically, getting to incorporate all these things using left brain, right brain. I love it. What else? Well, this con, obviously.
Which we'll be talking about in a little bit.
Exactly. And also plotting out a new game about a mobile app game with a buddy of mine, as I said earlier, at RavenDreamGames.com.
You had the dramatic pause, and I was like, oh my God, are you okay? Did you have palpitations?
You were shy for a moment?
No.
You've been, I mean...
A natural bomb.
This vein's been throbbing all weekend. I thought maybe it just popped. Oh, yeah, you say that now.
There, be a gentleman.
Okay, fine. All right.
There, how's that?
All right. Okay, thanks, Chewbacca.
So we've been working on this game, which will be a mobile apps game, which really doesn't get much geekier than working on arts and coding and whatnot. And beyond that, just really prepping for Mysticon, because this is the second year Mysticon's been around. It's one of my favorite cons. They've asked me to be MC for life, baby. Which, incidentally, that is part and parcel because I was sick earlier this week. I invited, cajoled, that can't be a word.
What?
The wonderful Billy Flynn helped me out, and it has absolutely made everything that I've had to host that much better, us working up there. If people have been coming up to you saying, like, good job, it wasn't for you, it would suck.
You're special, man. You reached down and you touched a brother's heart.
That was sweet. He's a big softy. Just a great big softy. Bruce, please. I can't go.
Let's see. Other than getting ready for MrCon, it's been pretty much... I listened to the fifth book for Secret World Chronicle. It happens between book two and three. Yes,
or does it? It's a secret. We can't tell. Yeah.
There's math involved there somewhere.
Oh, God.
Math's hard. Let's go shopping.
Thank you, Barbie.
Do you remember? Do you remember yes, that talking, Barbie? Oh, my God. Oh.
We're random if you haven't figured that out.
Speaking of random, David Bishop just walked in the room, ladies and gentlemen.
Which we also got to be on Gallifrey Pirate Radio.
We certainly did. Yes. Yeah, that was good times.
So, yeah, pretty much other than getting rid of this gone, that's pretty much been my geeky week.
Well then, so that's the kind of geeky stuff we're talking, movies, books, shows.
Does it count that I just spaced out for like 5 minutes?
Oh, absolutely. Spaced, Simon Pegg, and what's her name?
Daisy,
Jessica Stevenson, who you saw in Shaun of the Dead and didn't realize that was a wonderful spaced cameo reunion that happened. Mm-hmm. You missed it entirely.
As well as she was in the Doctor Who double episode with David Tennant and the Bob Watch and whatnot, the family of blood.
Bob Watch is just so...
Oh, I know. Sorry.
I know. Jump in. Otherwise, he's going to talk the entire time.
Excuse me, celebrity. I'm talking.
I have a friend of mine in Vancouver who's in some ways my, like, nerd mentor. So he has this awesome setup with a projector and everything, and we watched Dune this week.
Oh.
That was one thing. And then he bought me a collection of short stories by William Gibson that I started reading on the plane, which I read his book Pattern Recognition and I loved it, but that's all I've read by him. So
that's
is
all right.
That geeky?
Oh, that's,
yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, let's find out.
Here's your pocket protector.
Yay!
Which version of Dune was it? Theatrical, David Lynch cut, or extended, oh my God, why do I know these things?
I know this because I'm a geek.
Sorry.
That's, that's great.
Projectors are good, though. Have you seen Dune? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
How awesome is that when you see Sting and Patrick Stewart? And I don't know. I mix movies up. It's insane. David Lynch just said, I'm going to do whatever I want, and it's just, it's weird.
I've never actually finished Dune. I usually get tired after about the fourth or fifth hour.
It does tend to go on a bit, but I find it a lot more interesting than the Sci-Fi Channel version because it's just so odd and strange. The Sci-Fi version's more of a, hey, this is a, what do you call it, soap opera in the Dune universe, kind of, and this is just weird shit's happening, and I'm not going to explain it because I'm David Lynch. So, yeah, you should do that. And following that up with Gibson, touche. Touche. Well played. Well, then, and that's the case. Well, we don't have news because we don't do that thing. So normally we talk about what we're going to do as a show, which next month will be in RavenCon in Richmond. So you should come there. You should come there. It'll be great.
Sure.
Then we'll talk news.
We'll
just
have to take, 10 flights from
here?
Well,
since you like to do it that way. Well, since you deal with that guy Tracy,
just
you
how
steal
I roll.
More things. Yeah.
Well, you can stay at Billy's house.
Yeah, that's totally cool. My wife would love that. That'd be really cool. I would. Either way.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Mail. A mouse nest in an air filter.
Yeah.
Mechanic found. Wait. Why is your mechanic looking at your air filter? More importantly, why are you taking your car to a mechanic?
Because my car was broken and it needed work. That's generally who you go to.
Earmuffs, Bruce. Earmuffs, Bruce.
Go ahead.
Earmuffs.
All right.
He took his car to a mechanic because Bruce cannot touch your car without breaking it. And if you don't believe me, buy him a drink later. And kids, lefty loosey, righty tighty. Right, Bruce? Lefty loosey, righty tighty. Does not strip lug nuts on a tire.
I didn't strip any lug nuts.
Okay. In other news, Project Cosmos. Project Cosmos is a go. Dinosaur Dragon Boo Boo. Now, if you don't know what that means.
Was this email from David Lynch?
No.
No, there was no mention of Little People.
No, there was. The pattern is the face. I like the carpet here. Could kind of be the Black Lodge, and sort of.
Either that or Terry Gilliam.
This is referencing something that we threw up on Facebook and in the forums at geekradiodaily.com. My site, I remembered, hit. It's so weird. They've taken actual dinosaur bones and used this to 3D model build, print out 3D models of actual dinosaur bones to make robotic dinosaurs with real dinosaur bones. This fall on Sci-Fi, and nothing could possibly go wrong with that.
Yeah. It's great that when they walk around, it's like,
Everyone get the Bionic Man reference there? Really? Because you looked a little lost. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The $6 million man?
Remember that?
No.
Teenagers?
No, yeah.
Okay. You remember that reboot of the Bionic Woman? Well, originally, she was the spinoff of the $6 Million Man. So, back in the day.
Oh, shucks, Teach. Thanks.
And if you'd like to know some more, my office hours are...
He got bionic because he used to be a stuntman bounty hunter and got injured.
No.
That's the other show.
No, that was Marky Post.
That was Marky Post. But then she became a lawyer.
And went to save...
Someone's staying after class.
You can both stay after class.
No, say that again, slower.
And to finish this randomly long email, that penetration quote from last week was... was from Zardoz, you goons. That's from Ryan. So,
incidentally, Zardoz, if you don't know, if you go on the internet and do a Google search for Sean Connery, you'll see him in a red Borat outfit.
Oh, my God. Yes,
and you'll see him in a diaper, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A cloth diaper, a big cloth diaper.
Yeah, this
you
was
actually almost broke our
drop your panties and stay a while, Money Penny.
Well, that was it was basically like a test. He's like, look, I'm the sexiest man in the world. Let's see how well I can take this.
I mean, look,
did
you...
He dresses in that outfit, he's like, yep, still got it.
Well, do you remember the terry cloth outfit he wore in Goldeneye at the beginning? Goldfinger there at the beginning? He's got like the terry cloth robe and swimming trunks. Hey, but navy blue, that's right, that's right.
That's entirely too much detail.
Wow.
Silky.
That's the background. It's the background on his phone.
Yeah.
He has Sean Connery's coconut water can.
Stalker robot. That's a message from Ryan. Last week he wrote and sent us a quote that I could not place at first, and it sounded a lot like the Star Wars Holiday Special. And I know you might be thinking, what? If you've never seen the Star Wars Holiday Special, you should. We just recently did a commentary track on it this past Christmas. And at one point there is what I can only describe as Wookiee porn. I believe it's Diane Carroll. Chewbacca's
Wookie
father,
Lumpy,
puts on this hollow headset thing. Yeah. Not his wife Nala or his son Itchy. His dad Lumpy puts on this hollow headset and starts watching Diane Carroll sing about, this is our experience. We're sharing this together.
While Lumpy's sitting there going...
So I thought that's what this quote was.
Not making this up.
But he was referencing Zardoz because, did you see the Book of Eli by any chance? Okay, then you saw a poor man's version of Zardoz. They totally ripped off Zardoz. Sean Connery's carrying around a book, it's the end of the world. The answers are much better in that. Plus, Zardoz has the aforementioned diaper and a giant stone face that looks like it's right out of Mario that takes you to the heavens. So that's weird. Speaking of weird, people are walking in. Woo! Welcome! Woo! Raven cosplay. Cool. All right. So if you'd like to drop us a note, you always can. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Thank you. Or there are voicemails that you would send, and my lovely wife would say it in a sexy voice, which would be 206-3-FUN-HECK. And I hope if I say it one more time, Nikki will remember it so she can say it in the sexy voice. But that number is 206-3-FUN-HECK. Bruce, do you want to write it down?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Ooh, yes. See? Look at that.
Yes.
Could you do that again? Because that's awesome. No? That's fine.
I forget. Wait,
one and done. It's all right.
Hold on. Do it in a monster voice.
Monster voice. It was the monster voice.
What kind of monster?
Scary monster.
Three Flynn.
I like that she saw fun and thought of me.
Right? I just see you everywhere now. Okay.
I'm going to keep pulling fire alarms so we can talk more.
We're going to talk outside.
Okay,
later.
Shush, so I can do my thing. So call 206-3-FUN-HECK.
Ooh, very
How's
nice.
That?
So if you'll sit there for one moment.
This monster voice I've never heard.
We'll be right back.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's 3 apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
Hey, this is Natanya Barron, author of Pilgrim of the Sky. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
I couldn't handle the dating scene anymore. I mean, I thought I was going to be single for the rest of my life.
I'd given up. I was convinced there wasn't anyone out there who was compatible with me.
And then a friend told me about datingmatch.com.
Online dating? I have to admit, I was pretty skeptical.
It was so easy. I just went to the website, filled out the form, and they gave me my potential matches.
And that's where I met Erin. We messaged back and forth a couple times, and then I asked her out on a date.
From the moment I met John, I knew that he was the biggest asshole.
I couldn't stand her. God, she was materialistic, self-centered,
arrogant, unattractive,
shallow, stupid,
sexist.
She kept going on and on about how her mom was a pole vaulting champion in the early 90s or something, but who gives a shit?
Terrible listener. My mom, who was a pole vault champion, she's dead now. She would have hated him.
C***y. Is that a word?
And he kept farting and blaming it on the Asian guy sitting next to us.
There was this Asian guy sitting next to us who kept farting the whole time. Gross.
He even got angry because I'd never heard of this robot police movie.
I understand if you've never seen RoboCop. I get it. But you've never heard of RoboCop? Come on. You've heard of RoboCop.
What the f***? Worst state of my life.
Why would someone pretend they don't know what RoboCop is? Because they're crazy.
Welcome
That's
back.
Awesome.
To GRD Weekly, episode 150.
151.
A little shot of 151 with Nikki Klein. Thank you so much. We're hit Mysticon live. Woo!
In the house.
And we don't want to run out of time, so we've got to jump right into it. What has been your most fantastic, fun thing you've done all weekend?
Oh, God. Whoa. Besides sitting by the fire.
Hey, now.
Fire.
Wanna bake? Oh. Sweet. Down by the fire, right, Chef?
You guys were looking into each other's eyes while you lovingly heard the klaxon of the fire.
There was nothing more romantic.
Well, then there was, my panel, which was like me talking about myself for an hour. That's cool.
Yeah. Especially because people are like, is it weird?
No.
And they're taking notes about you?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there was one taking notes. Creepy.
It's like, that's where I can get her coconut water. Then.
I was.
That's when she's not watching.
No, you know what? I love the Bella Morte show.
Yeah. Was so good.
How amazing was that, right? Yes.
They opened
up
with Earth Angel at opening ceremony.
Yes.
That was just amazing.
I know. I was like, feeling kind of, moved by it. It was very sweet. And I was like sitting right there and I was like, oh, it's kind of like, he's singing to me. And then he dedicated it to Richard.
Yeah. So once again, Richard had to ruin something.
Again,
Another guy dedicated it to you. He just didn't vocalize it.
Yeah.
Oh,
he told
really?
Me later on.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Really?
I better
check yes or no. It was really about Nikki.
No, he didn't. No, Nikki. He didn't.
I better take back that hate note I sent him.
He'll get in lunch.
Yeah.
Hate Valentine. Where all do you like to go for cons? What's the furthest away you've ever been? I mean, so far away. Here we are in the Virginia. Ooh.
I think Germany.
Really?
That's the farthest.
Now, Germany, for Battlestar Galactica fans, do they really get into the military aspect of it? Too soon? I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. What? No.
Wow.
It's a fair question. They don't know comedy. Name one German stand-up comedian. There is no such thing as German comedy.
David Hasselhoff.
I didn't say comedy appreciated by Germany. Right. I said German comedians.
Have you listened to his albums? They're a friggin' hit.
Yes.
Hooked on a feeling.
So you just
Have
made
you
a David Hasselhoff.
For that?
It's
amazing.
Yeah, it's so good, right?
You should see the video. It is Lynch inspired.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So freaking, the bug-eyed mask.
We
while
could
he's flying
honestly.
Over some
he's
Arctic
surfing.
Area.
Yeah,
he's surfing in a boat with Eskimos and spears behind him, and Zulu people, and he's like, "Ooga shaka!" When they're it's like, that's not racist at all.
No, it wouldn't be.
It's a work
I'm
of art.
A little bit racist.
Wow, that's really loud. Sorry, let me turn that down.
Do you walk around? Do you walk around with those types of sound effects in your brain? Like, do they?
I have
kind
a shirt
of...
that has them on. Actually,
really?
Yes, I can play them. I actually have a sound effect shirt that you can walk around and I have that drop in the intro. We can do the show anywhere.
He touches his nipple and the theme song comes on. He touches the other one.
That only gives
me. Can you
me
do it by just flexing your nipple, or do you have to actually touch it?
Wait, can you make him bounce?
Yeah.
Let's see.
He's bouncing, people. Yeah, he's actually bouncing. There's bouncing happening.
And where is the Batman?
No.
Bat Dad's damn funny.
That's if you push right underneath the
nipple.
Yeah. I'll take your word for that.
No. A lot of times it's just you need to know, you know, public consciousness. If there's a specific topic we're talking about, I'll grab some stuff. Or depending on guests, you know, if you have someone from Battlestar Galactica, you always have to be able to ask someone, have you seen it?
Have you ever watched Battlestar Galactica?
No.
No. Then you are an idiot.
Damn right. It's just that simple.
That's right.
Beats Bears in Battlestar Galactica. Bears Beats Galactica. Yeah, yeah. I actually have that shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got it at a con. It's great.
Oh, my God. So next, I hope everyone stays around in just a little bit because we'll be doing the rest of the Overflow auction here. But we're not going to rush you off, and we're not going to rush Nikki off. No, in fact, it's time to
play. I'm actually tied to the chair.
Yes.
I can't leave.
Again, it was from my pantless.
And you see that her hands are right here, but still she says she can't leave. That's okay. Plausible deniability. We'll give that to you. It's totally fun. Are you guys ready to play a little game?
I think I am.
Are you ready to play a little game?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to just roll with it.
Now, did you actually write them down?
I wrote down a few things.
Okay, because normally I read them to people, but if you don't think I can read them, I'll play along as well if you'd like. How would you like to do this?
Oh, you mean I need to hand them over to you? I'm not just going to say
them? I'm not
going to
steal your dream journal.
My dream.
Well, people would rather hear you talk.
Dear diary,
by all means.
Today
here's what we're going to do.
At Mysticon, I got creeped out by some dude.
I didn't.
Damn it, Bruce. It's not like every other con.
No,
well,
I.
The signature does go on the restraining order, so I.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
So, well, I was. How does it work then?
I don't even know what the hell we're getting.
We're playing. Show Enough, or Oh No She Didn't, where we will be learning true facts by Nikki Klein. Some true facts are true, some are not. And our panel, our guests, are going to have to determine Show Enough or Oh No She Didn't. It's just that simple.
Okay, can I just say
you
them?
Certainly
yes.
Can. You okay. Can do whatever you want. You know that. sure.
For us?
Well, if I may jump in here for a second, why don't we have somebody from the audience, they can pick who they want. To
play for them?
Yeah, exactly.
As their representative?
Exactly. So okay. Who would like to win a
choose
prize?
Choose wisely, folks.
Who would like to win a prize? This young gentleman right here would like to win a prize?
All right, awesome.
Excellent. Would you like to have, who would you like to have speaking for you, either myself or the Bruce?
The Bruce?
The Bruce.
You haven't listened to the show because apparently I haven't won this
he
game
has never
yet.
Won this game.
Right, so you're smurfed.
Okay, how about this gentleman with the camera right here and the awesome beard? All right.
Oh, well,
so
say what?
Rich one.
I'll play for you.
There cool. You go.
Works.
Oh, okay,
awesome.
So it's all three of us.
Yes.
All right,
since she's reading,
she's
you made a miss that part.
We don't know what it is.
So it's Show Enough or...
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no, she didn't.
All exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fact number one. Fact is in quotes.
Yeah. Air quotes.
So in my high school yearbook, I won most unforgettable.
See, I think you're trying to trick me.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I think you're trying to trick me. Because obviously I would say Show Enough, but I think you're trying to trick me. And as sad as it is, I'm going to go, oh, no, she didn't. Because a lot of us didn't find our true calling until later in life. Because I was not. Oh, Inez, we're not talking about.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
This isn't about you.
It's all
about him.
Oh yeah.
According to him.
You just told me we had to hurry. So come on.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only two answers. Flip a coin.
Say Show Enough.
I'm going with Show Enough.
Nikki.
Oh no, she didn't.
Oh no, she didn't.
Yes! All right.
So what
you know what? That's actually what Andy Dean from Bella Morte got in his high school yearbook. I got best smile.
Oh, Show Enough. I mean to punch your mic.
Yeah.
That's not euphemism. Next.
Okay.
So you got no points on the board.
No, Billy has one.
I've got one.
Yeah. Billy got one.
I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I played boys ice hockey.
Show Enough.
Oh no, she didn't.
It's yes or no. I'm sorry, you're too damn white.
Oh no, she didn't.
I am.
Dear God.
No. Oh no, you didn't.
What about? Oh hell no!
Oh hell no!
That works too, right?
Show Enough.
Yeah.
Oh hell no!
Right, yeah.
Good. I'm glad I don't have a sounder for this yet. We might change it.
Yeah, we might change that.
That way, Billy
I'm gonna
Eichner
play Show Enough.
You betcha.
Woo! There you go.
You suck at this.
I'm not going to lose. Well, yeah, that's some questions.
See, I you can
still,
see it.
I'm still not going to win, though.
Look her in the eyes and tell me she doesn't play hockey. There's that little, when she said it, that little bit of fire lit up in the back. I'm like, oh.
She's Canadian.
Well, then she I thought that would be the giveaway.
It's
the
law in Canada. Yeah. In Canada.
She has all of her teeth and was voted best smile. So, no, I don't think that she plays
right.
hockey. Sorry.
Mouth guard technology's come a long way.
Yeah, I had a visor.
Fact three.
Fact. I like to knit while on set.
Oh, man. Sure enough.
Well, you like to screw with Aaron Douglas, we know that.
hold on.
Bruce, I'll go with the show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Oh!
I hate that shit.
No love for PRS.
None of this was on your Wikipedia. I studied it.
All right. Number four.
I was once a Subway sandwich artist.
Show enough.
Need to look in your eye and see if you have that desperation. Trust me, it takes white. I would say show enough.
Just because Billy said it so emphatically, I'm going to go with show enough.
No, I never did.
Now, this That's why you're listening strategy. To you. This was a brilliant strategy I played. I said that because I knew that was wrong, and I wanted them not to get the right answer and try to catch
exactly.
up to me.
You're still getting a good point. No.
I'm already ahead of you, though.
Yeah.
So, It's all about, don't hate the player.
Hate the game.
Hate the game. All right. I wore headgear in high school.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
No, guys, I seriously did.
Come on, she had the best smile in high school.
I didn't get
it. She played hockey. She needed
See?
To get geared up.
That's using
smile.
Your brain.
Damn right.
See? I hear the question. I just
sexy and smart.
Oh, that worked. That's been working so well
See?
For you.
I got the fear of me in him now. That's right. That's right.
That
right.
that would scare me too.
All right. Back number. Was it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Whatever the hell number it is, I'm not going to get it right either.
Cool.
Go ahead.
I used to collect troll dolls.
Show enough.
You know, I think you're a huge fan of Jimmy Fallon, and he had that song, so I'm going to say show enough.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, I did.
Not only...
Oh, what a point in your face, Bruce.
But I was like 12, and Jimmy Fallon had nothing to do with it.
Oh, see? Okay, she was troll dolls before it was cool.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be, oh, no, she didn't, Bruce. Oh, no,
pretty much.
She didn't, in case you're confused.
I'm not confused.
And your next...
We're all confused.
Well, we'd like to straighten it out after class, because I'm the teacher. Okay. Yeah, you had to be here earlier, Davey. That's why you don't understand that. Shut your stinking trap!
I can... Okay, ready?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready. I've been
Stop
ready here.
Just settle down. All right.
I can't help it. It's all I can do to keep just going, oh my God, you're here.
You just got served.
You know, normally I have to pay extra for that, so it's fine.
Right.
Happy with that.
You didn't even know you were in a restaurant, but you have been served.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
And you don't even get a coconut water can.
Oh, damn it.
So... What was it again?
I don't know.
You're reading them. I don't know.
Oh, I can do a kickflip on a skateboard.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Oh, no, she didn't?
Yeah.
Aaron! I tell you, I can't lose in this game.
I got more points than Bruce. I got more points than Bruce.
Was that the last question? Or is there one more?
I have lots. Oh. I can go all day,
good.
But...
I got to catch up somehow.
It's actually kind of fun messing with you guys.
So this is the last question worth 20 points.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Someone might catch up.
Professional skateboarding enthusiast, I believe, is how it's... You guys weren't fans long enough, man.
I once did a project on Axl Rose in sixth grade.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Show enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, but didn't we all do a project on Axl Rose in sixth grade?
He was my hero.
You know, look at this.
Some of us had to wait till ninth because we're older.
Yeah.
But I figured she's so young, so it wasn't during the 80s when he was popular, and it wasn't when he came back for the reality show. I figured it was in that dry spell for him. That's what I figured.
Well, I'm sorry.
It took
you.
20 years to make the art that is Chinese democracy.
Yeah, true.
Ooh.
So what's the points, Bruce?
I actually had a shirt that was all just spaghetti for the spaghetti. I didn't even like that album so much, except for what was on it, Since I Don't Have You.
Yeah,
that one was good.
Because that's from Buckaroo Banzai. And it was outstanding.
Yes.
Oh, see?
Okay, so the points. We have Billy with 25, Bruce, 25 points. Bruce with 21. Yes, 25. I have 21, and Rich has 2.
Woo!
I told you I won the game, but at least I don't have, I have more than 2
so
points.
So who was I playing for?
Student
Sir,
bet.
Come get your Oh My Gods, They Killed Callie
Yay.
Shirt. Which you can get online.
Online.
Online through my website.
Which is?
NikkiKlein.com. There's a link to the store right there.
Second place?
Bruce, who are you playing for?
I was playing for this young gentleman over here, and he is going to get the signed 100% Cylon T.
It is 100% Cylon T signed by Miss Nikki Klein.
Signed by Nikki Klein. There you are. Good job,
and
sir.
And who was I representing?
You hold on to that forever.
I'm sorry. You get a used previewed copy valued at $1.99 of Vampire.
Vampire suck.
We couldn't give them away at Match Game, and nobody bid on them during the auction. Congratulations, sir.
Winner, winner, chicken. Well, no, actually, you didn't even get
the chicken dinner.
Would
be better.
Chicken dinner. Yeah. It's a shit movie.
So, what all happens on your fantastic website, NikkiKlein.com?
Well,
sorry, I jumped that. NikkiKlein.com.
NikkiKlein.com.
See, 3 is the magic number.
mostly the most activity that happens is on my blog.
Okay.
But the website, you know, it just has the regular bio, photos, links to interviews and things like that.
Where to find you if you've got
coconut water.
Where I checked in on Foursquare.
In case you're stuck at an airport and need to randomly fly across the country or go to Greece for a military conflict.
You set something up on your website with a little fireplace and a fire alarm going off.
That'd be great. Yeah.
And you have it on your forums.
Absolutely. And then it's like we're all sitting by the fire.
Sitting by the fire.
In those bonding moments.
There's a podcast waiting to happen.
I like that. I like that.
So what's big? What's got coming up? You got more conventions you're going to? You're going to do
projects.
Some more skateboarding and show Bruce how much you thrash? Come on. She played hockey. Of course she skateboarded.
Yeah.
Because blades and wheels are completely go together.
Yeah, no. Yeah. See, that wasn't cool. Like, when I was a skateboarder, it wasn't cool to be a rollerblader. We called them fruit booters. Actually.
Wow.
But then I actually played in a live action movie about a skateboarding alien, and I was the token girl who rollerbladed. But I was pretty badass. Like, I went in the ramp and everything.
The token alien skateboarding girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, such a cliche. But
yes.
She was able to stretch that role and make it her own.
She made it her own.
Classic.
Pages dedicated exactly to that.
So please tell the world and everybody anything you'd like for us to pimp, because we're going to have to wrap it up so we can auction off more things for a scholarship to make young minds not go to waste.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
That's
See,
good.
We're also beneficiaries.
That's good news. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, I have a few projects I'll be working on later this year that I can't really talk about, but I would say follow me on Twitter, Facebook. My blog, I try to keep as up-to-date as possible and to share what's going on.
You can always give us just
life,
hints,
so.
the blind items, you know?
Oh, well, I am doing...
Without a Facebook friend in the world? That's so wrong.
That's awesome.
And those are all available.
You know,
where?
I need to get someone who can do the Cartman voice to do like, oh my God, they killed Callie. Don't
well,
you think? Can you guys
know,
do that?
We're going to work.
Yeah.
We're going to go work on that in just a moment. So everyone, if you give a big round of applause for Ms. Nikki Klein, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here as well. We are GRDS Weekly. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Please come check us out at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Go buy some stuff from NikkiKlein.com. Stop stealing her water. That's just creepy. We will see you again as soon as we possibly can. So have a fantastic rest of Mysticon, and we'll see you in a sweek.
It's 206-3-FUN-HEX.
Damn right.
Awesome and piss
wrapped in poo.
Talk dirty to Volwinkle. Call 1-900-MOOSE-ME.
Believe me, everyone takes the easy way if they can. That's why we tell fart jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Well, you think this show is educational? Yes, it'll drive people to read books.
I couldn't take it anymore, so I just started ordering drink after drink after drink.
I just kept pretending to go to the bathroom, but really I was pounding tequila shots at the bar, Charlie Sheen style.
Winning.
And he kept making these awful, outdated references.
An hour into the date, I was Hasselhoff wasted.
I got so drunk.
You guys seen that video? Hasselhoff eating a burger?
And unfortunately, when I drink, I get horny.
The alcohol kind of helped me overlook everything I hated about her, which was everything about her.
I should have just gone home to my vibrator, but he was there, and I hadn't gotten laid in a while.
And then we went back to her place. I can't remember much, but I think I went down on her at one point.
I thought he was going to go down on me, and then he just went under the sheets and started whispering, "Is that how you like your pancakes? Is that how you like your pancakes, Baba Boosh?"
Then we had sex, and I was pretty good.
Not only was his dick small and crooked, and for some reason it smelled like old vinegar, but he could barely get it up.
Even though I was drunk, I was still able to get a full, straight erection.
9 months later, I gave birth to our beautiful daughter, Jillian.
We've been together ever since. It's 4 years now. 4 years.
As my mom would say, you can't pole vault your way out of this one.
Oh, for fuck. Why would you pretend to not know what RoboCop
is? I'm not
pretending. Yeah, I'm not pretending.